Sitting in the upstairs courtroom of our modest brick Las Cruces Municipal Courthouse, I recall sitting here in 1975 as a young reporter covering a kidnapping case when this was the U.S. courthouse. U.S. v. Lowe was tried here because it was too hot for Albuquerque. The Lowes were ranchers in Mule Shoe, Texas. A lively but troubled soul named Eileen drifted into town and captured young Bob Lowe's heart, much to his parents' chagrin. Soon the marriage was failing, but Eileen was pregnant. Where was she? Bob's parents wondered, partly because she'd miscarried not long before, but Eileen insisted she was pregnant, and her belly kept growing. Friends dropped her off at the bus station to go have her baby in an Oklahoma City hospital. She said they needn't wait. The bus east was due soon. Once they left, she bought a ticket, then boarded the bus west to Albuquerque. In Albuquerque, each day she viewed the newborns in the maternity ward. She liked one and noted the parents' information. Soon after that baby got home, the doorbell rang. "Flower delivery," Eileen said. Once inside, she put down the flowers and pointed a gun at the mother and grandmother. Eileen had met a guy in an Albuquerque bar and conned him into helping her buy a gun. He made one truly embarrassed witness. Eileen returned by bus to Mule Shoe. Her friends met her and cooed over her new baby. Papa Lowe and the preacher had seen a TV report of the kidnapping. They called Albuquerque police and learned that the little toe on the stolen baby's left foot was crooked. With Eileen out of the room, they got the baby out of its footy pajamas to examine the toe. Bingo! It was a dramatic, sad trial. Eileen's mother had sold Eileen to a man when Eileen was just 14. Bob was her fourth husband. She cried a lot and appeared to faint once. As the jury came in, a seasoned FBI agent told me that if jurors avoided looking at the defendant, the verdict was guilty. They did, and it was. Eileen received a substantial prison term. I later wrote a novella based on this, but in mine, the kidnapper had gotten away with it. She's a respected citizen with a 20-year-old son. When a chance incident threatens to expose her, she kills. Recently, I wondered what Google would turn up on all of this. Turns out President Ronald Reagan pardoned Eileen. She then moved to Albuquerque. The kidnapped baby's parents were not happy about that. Here in that old courtroom, I see ghosts from that trial. Long familiarity with a town breeds many such ghosts. Old men just nod casually to their ghosts, but never let them take over. Sometimes the ghosts are quite candid in reminding me of my shortcomings.